Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Welcome to the show. Today I'm going to talk to you about negative emotions and the impact that it can make on you and those around you. So this deals with the relationships you have and the impact that you're creating as a coach, a speaker, a networker, trainer, whatever message you have, this will apply. Okay, so one day I was in Branson, Missouri, recently married, and I was with my wife in this new apartment. And we were excited to be there, excited about marriage, excited about life. And my roommate was actually out on like a road trip teaching for a long time. And so we still had his stuff in one of the rooms there. And he just told me, you know, hey, just, you know, stick it in there and I'll be back in a month or two and I'll clean it out and let you guys have your space. So I'm like, okay. And I go in there one time to get something of his that he was asking for, and I go to the closet, and I just notice that it, like, stinks in there. It's like this nasty smell. I open up the closet, and he has all these clothes in there. And I'm thinking to myself, does this guy, like, not ever wash his clothes? I mean, it's, like, nasty in there. I open it up, and I'm thinking, holy cow, body odor, crazy, disgusting. And I shut it. I don't say anything to the guy on the phone because I'm like, didn't want to hurt his feelings or something. So I'm looking for his stuff, and I finally found it. And I'm like, man, note to self, don't ever open up his closet because that is just death in the making. And so weeks go by, weeks turn into months. I think it's like 3 months pass before he's able to come. And a couple weeks before he comes, we have some people come over and they're looking for like a microwave. So I'm thinking, well, I don't need my microwave. We don't ever use microwaves. And there's a microwave that my roommate has. And it's like, you know, one of those microwaves that you could literally fit a small polar bear in? It's one of those microwaves where it is huge, ginormous. And so I go in there and I'm like, hey, yeah, I'll get this microwave for you guys. So I go in and I'm like, oh man, it's in his closet with all his stuff. Like, I don't even want to go in there. So I hold my breath, open it up, grab this huge microwave. I'm just like lugging it, you know, and I take it to the kitchen and I'm, you know, going to clean it up a little bit and give it to these people who came over. So I reach down and I push the button open. And if you've ever seen one of those cartoons, you know, where this green smoke just comes out of something that stinks really bad, it was like that. As I pushed open the microwave, there was a dish inside that had these green moldy things formed all over it. Looked like old mashed potatoes and Salisbury steak. But from the looks of it, I couldn't tell what the heck it was because all I did was see a big puff of green, nasty, smelly, gooey grossness. I started to gag and I got like Clorox, bleach, and I was just like down in it. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is terrible. And I was dying, and my wife and these other two people were in the other room. They're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just cleaning up your microwave for you. And I clean up this microwave, and it actually cleans up pretty good, but it was just a terrible experience. Thinking back on that, you know, you guys are wondering, like, what does this have to do with anything? So often in life, we have old negative emotions that we shut inside, unable to clean out, unable to express, and we leave it there to saturate and get moldy and stinky. And only when we decide to let it out, guess what? It does a lot of damage because it's been there for months and weeks and years, saturating and getting stinky and gnarly. And when it comes out, it hurts people. Your negative emotions is just like that meatloaf and those rotten potatoes. If you don't start to allow your emotions to flow through you. Doesn't mean you stuff it down, but it means if you have something happen in your life, instead of ignoring it, you address it right then and there. You forgive it. You allow it to be cleaned immediately. Because it's like the old adage, an ounce of prevention is a better than a pound of cure. Aim into that, cleaning up that microwave. Like, I wish we would have just cleaned that up in the beginning. However, why don't we do that with our emotions? Why don't we start cleaning up our emotions as negative things happen instead of shoving them down? If we do this, never again will you blow up on people. Never again will you hurt people, because you're in a place of clarity and ability to change other people's lives. So next time something bad happens to you, remember this. Remember that old nasty, gnarly potatoes and Salisbury steak that festered and got nasty and green for those months and months and months. That's what you're doing to yourself if you don't clear your emotions out. Clear your emotions out, forgive, let go, and have a clean microwave inside of you. Thanks for listening to me today. Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Subscribe if you haven't already. Check out Check out our website, thefreedomcatalyst.com. Get plugged into some cool stuff and learn how to erase these emotions. Learn what to do with them so that you can clear out your message and go achieve your goals.